Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they cannot get to work. As always, I am joined by producer Joel.
Hey!
Here he is. Producer Joel, we are 1 week to the day into lockdown. How's
we
it going?
Are. Wow, it's been a week already.
Well, when we're recording this, it hasn't, but I was, you know...
Clever, very clever, very, very clever.
But you've kind of ruined that.
Yeah.
Giving the game away.
I am having an okay time.
Yeah?
How about you?
Any different to before?
Well, I tell you what, I actually feel pretty good about the fact it's been a week already because I hadn't really realised. That means there's only three more of them to go.
Yeah, right, mate.
Well, come on, we've got to be optimistic. It's Christmas.
Yeah, I think it's going to go till just before Christmas.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm speculating, mate. I'm speculating. But good. I'm glad your time's flying for you.
How are you doing, mate?
How am I doing? I've been two walk a day, Simmons.
Walks a day.
Yeah, I've been smashing the walk in.
Is that there and back, or is it you go out twice?
Just there and back. Yeah, have a little sit down when I get there. It's two walks, technically. Technically, if I sat more, I'd do more walks.
Ten walks
a day, Simmons.
Where are you going on your walks?
Countryside, mate. So I've got a few different routes, and then you know what I do, Joel, to spice it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I go the other way around.
I like doing that.
I don't walk backwards. It's dangerous, but yeah, just do that. And it's a, you know what, Joel, it's a completely different walk.
It is. What's the best thing you've seen on your walk?
Oh, what's the best thing I've seen on my walk? Lots of squirrels.
Nice, that's nice.
Jumping around
the trees. When do they start hibernating?
Not yet, mate.
I tell them to.
Yeah, and I bloody... Well,
Lord of the Forest.
I think they might be doing it for me, to be honest, because they know it's locked down for everyone.
That's good.
I don't think the restrictions apply to squirrels.
No, I don't remember that press conference.
No. I'd love to see that press conference. what was
do
the next question?
Do you see other people?
You're really taking charge of the podcast this week. I like it.
Do you see other people? And do you indulge in the sort of countryside nod and
my
hello?
My mother is on holiday from work this week. She still has to go into work, but she's on holiday from work. So I've been walking around with my mother, which has been very lovely.
Oh, nice.
Nice sort of bit of bonding.
But you don't see other, like, members of the public?
Oh, when we're walking, our dog walkers. See if your dog walkers about.
What do you say to them?
Dogs.
Oh, right, hello.
Morning.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's nice saying morning to people.
Everyone's very polite, and there's this group of old ladies with loads of dogs. That
how many?
We're pretty 50. Buddy now.
Really?
They've got loads, really yappy ones. Yeah. Is this interesting?
I think so. People like a little glimpse into the mind of Mark Simmons.
Well, it's into the life of Mark Simmons.
Yeah.
And I've been writing jokes. The last couple of days I've been writing jokes. I've been cracking on. I've got to write a show now, Joel. Got to finish my show. It's going to be very joke heavy. Lots of jokes.
You're going to take 2021 by storm.
I did an online gig, 2022. I don't know, Joel. Who bloody knows? I did an online gig the other day, and it went really well. But I opened with one, which I shouldn't have, because I don't think they knew what I did, so they weren't really looking out for the thinkers.
Oh, okay.
So I opened with, I always wanted to be an MI5 agent. I reckon I could get them loads of work. But and they just stared at me like they were waiting for the next one. I was like, oh God. But then the next one worked fine. So I think I just need to not open with that one. A little bit chat. Here we go. Lovely stuff.
I like that.
Yeah. Last Thursday, Mock the Week went out. The episode I did, Joel.
It was brilliant, Mark. I thought you did very well. I watched it beaming with pride.
That sounded a bit forced then, Joel.
It wasn't.
Brilliant. Oh, thanks, Joel. Yeah. Thank you for everyone that gave some feedback on Twitter and that. Some nice comments.
Still available on iPlayer?
If you haven't seen it, it's available over on iPlayer. Go check it out.
And if you missed that, it'll be on Dave every 3 days for the next 1,000 years.
That's quite good, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exposure, isn't it?
Long after you're dead, you'll still be getting exposure for jokes that no one can remember the context
depressing.
Of.
Yeah. I reckon.
Which week are they mocking?
Who cares?
I reckon this week that we were mocking will...
It's a big week.
Will hold up in history.
You really got to mock a historical week, didn't you?
Yeah, Trump.
You're lucky.
Being outed. Is that the right word?
He got ousted.
Ousted.
Got rid of.
He got jousted.
He got jousted out of the
White
House.
What year is this?
That's how old Joe Biden is. That he.
Yeah. God, we've been chatting too much for the intro. We have got a. Oh my goodness, we have got a returning guest.
A friend of the show.
And this is, if you listen to this podcast because you like joke chat, which I'm assuming most of you do, this is the podcast for you. We have got Julian Dean.
Yes.
Is here. He's in the house and we are chatting jokes. Check it out now.
When gigs first were happening, it was you get quite easy laughs on it, and then I did a gig with Sean, and he was like, "Drop all that beginning. No one gives a shit."
Yeah, is that because he wanted to do his COVID stuff? That's why.
Yeah, yeah. And then he got up and did an hour of lockdown. No, not really. But I think
I have some in the locker. So sometimes I say to the audience, "Give us a topic. I'll do a joke about it." And they have, and people do say coronavirus just because it's topical. That happens a lot.
Yeah. But I'll keep in a couple of the stronger jokes, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the gig he saw, to be honest, at the beginning of the set, I was a bit in my head. I didn't feel that confident, and it come out in the delivery a bit. But when I went to my old stuff,
right,
obviously I got my vibe back a bit, yeah.
So was that not confident in the material or not confident because you hadn't done a gig for ages?
Because a bit of both, really. More the main thing I wasn't confident in is remembering my stuff.
Yeah, man, it's hard.
And that was really throwing me off. Like, that's my worst thing, blanking up there.
Mm.
Especially when you've got a hit of time.
Yeah, the first couple of gigs I did, as soon as I blanked, I then spoke to the audience until my brain got back in gear.
Same here.
But I did one of those car park gigs and you couldn't talk to the audience.
So I was leaving. One of those.
I was leaving these really long pauses. I just looked really assured. But in my head, I was like, I have no idea what's coming next.
The long pauses are all right. Yeah. I go better when I've got a bit of energy now, though. I've noticed like I stopped the pausing and stopped because I used to pause a lot. I used to be quite more deadpan, I guess. I don't know. But like when I've got a bit of energy and I'm speaking fast, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And that works.
Yeah, it does. It builds more momentum, I've noticed.
See, I find I have to get you
whip them up a bit.
Yeah, because that's good. When I do my jokes that are kind of more similar to yours in the pull back and reveal kind of thing, I find you can go a bit faster and more energetic because they get them quicker.
Yeah,
but any jokes
with
wordplay that they need to think about, I then have to take a pause.
No, definitely. Because you can, if you're going too fast, they can miss it.
Mm, yeah, and then they're thinking about that one when you're jumping onto the next one.
And sometimes, I mean, pausing's good for. You do that more so, I guess, and it works. I mean, look at Stuart Lee, I just think for me sometimes, I started to put a pace on it for the last year or so, and I saw a big difference, man.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. And what made?
I noticed there was a lot more applause breaks, to be honest. Like, I'm not just saying.
Genuinely.
I noticed that when I put a pace on and I left no gap, like, I almost machine gun them and just, I noticed that, I built more momentum and there were more kind of, the reaction was bigger.
What made you do that? Was that just an accident and then you noticed it was working?
Someone's been telling me to do that for ages and I just did it.
Oh. Because when you start and you've got like 16 minutes of jokes and you're trying to spread it to 20 minutes, you end up going a lot slower just to
Well, that's why I got slow, I think, as well. I had like 10 minutes and I was booked to do 20s. And I mean, fucking hell, I'd be so fucking nervous.
Yeah, because you've got nowhere to go then, have you?
It's horrible. I mean, if you're a storytelling comic, like, I kind of envy that sometimes. Like, they can just, you know, they got a new bit and it's 6 minutes. I know. You know what I mean?
So did you find that when you sped up, you have to put more stuff in your set now?
Yeah, well, I mean, I sped up when I was doing... I mean, the thing is, when I speed up, I don't just do it at one speed. I think if I get them with a speed, then I can slow down when I need to. I can feel it out more. Does that make sense? Mm. Like, if I get them, like, I whip them up a bit, then I can sort of choose what I want to do. Like, just feel it out a bit.
Yeah,
I sometimes go loud, sometimes quiet, sometimes fast, slow. But I just felt like the momentum, not leaving a gap, was good, yeah. I was watching Jim Gaffigan. He does a lot of jokes. And he doesn't fucking leave a second gap.
Really? Yeah.
He'll have a great joke and he won't, like, gloat on it a bit or, like, listen to the, you know what I mean, sit with the fucking laughter. It'll just be straight on, you know what I mean?
Is that because it's a tag or just into the next bit? He just
into the next bit straight away, yeah.
Wow, yeah, I haven't noticed.
I mean, he's really good, actually. Have you seen much of him?
Yeah, I like his stuff. Like, I liked him a lot initially because of his kind of gimmicky thing that he does, where he does, like, the audience's voice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, he's so pale.
Yeah, but I don't think he does that so much now, does he?
He does do the voice and stuff, but he doesn't, not like them. He does do it. From what I've seen it, I've not watched his latest stuff, just bits on YouTube. But I noticed that he doesn't leave a gap. It's only I started noticing it in other comics.
Mm.
Like, you know, you can get a shit comic that will go up and it's just all energy.
Yeah.
But there's something
in it. They get away with it.
Yeah, and there's something in that. They just don't leave a gap for people to stop and think, oh, this is shit. Don't let you think for a second.
That's brilliant. Yeah, I find with crap gigs, I go faster just to get their attention. I'll go louder and quicker. Even though I think that ruins or doesn't get what I want out of the joke. But just to keep them there, I find that I have to up the pace a bit. But yeah, just speaking a bit louder sometimes, like, just gives you a bit of authority, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you find when you did those big gigs when you were supporting Chowdhury that you changed your pace? Because I found when I did the bigger theatres,
that's kind of where
slower.
I learned a lot about those big rooms. Yeah, because you'd go out. I mean, you did it as well, didn't you? Those kind of things. And, like,
I don't know if it had, did you do arenas?
I did Wembley Arena.
Yeah, I've never gone.
I did like the Hammersmith Apollo a good loads of times, and
how
you know,
do jokes work in an arena, because you never actually see a top joke gaggy kind of act in an arena. Like Jimmy Carr, I don't think has done arenas. Like, you kind of need to be a bigger act. So did that help with you upping the pace and stuff in that environment?
I definitely up the. I think you can, because the thing is about Wembley Arena, in a way it is intimate because you've got a big screen. Mm. Like in a theatre, you don't have a screen, like, so they can see close up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I did up the energy. I think you have. Yeah. I think that's where I learned, you know what I mean? I sort of learned to do that a bit. Just, you've got, I'd be sort of pacing and using the stage and stuff.
That's the thing. You need to make use of that whole area, because all the big guys that sell arenas, McIntyre, Jack Whitehall, Lee Evans,
they're big performers.
They're all everywhere, aren't they?
I don't think you have to be
the American guy's the same, because like Jerry Seinfeld doesn't run around much, does he?
I think he's surprisingly animated, though. If you watched him with the sound off, it's like Louis C.K. You don't think of him as being animated, but he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Really animated, especially when he's wanking in dressing rooms. Sorry, is this going out in the morning?
Oh, God. So let's talk about... let's talk about jokes. So the like topical stuff.
Well, I've just swore stuff in front of your nan and granddad or something.
Yeah, they're just there. jokes. So with the topical stuff, did you have any that didn't work when you tried them?
I've never had a joke not work, weirdly.
Welcome to this show, perfect guest. Because obviously everyone, when in lockdown, just everyone's just writing jokes, aren't they? Even comedians that don't write jokes were writing jokes.
Yeah, yeah. It was good, actually, wasn't it? Like, there was a lot of content coming out, and
yeah, you were always tweeting. Fun. So did everything, like with your tweets, do they generally always sort of work on stage, or is it
Some tweets won't work on stage and some don't work on Twitter, work on stage.
Mm.
I think sometimes in the written, I think it's a different medium, isn't it? Reading something and hearing something or seeing it. Things work differently, definitely. You sometimes got to change the wording for it to be on stage, I find, yeah.
Have you got an example of a joke that didn't really work when you tried it? Or is your gaze just really
good? I'll tell you a joke that did work a couple of times. I don't know. I need to work on it. It's a joke. It says, I say, if I had a time machine, I'd go back to when Hitler was a baby and buy property.
Yeah, I like that. I've heard you do that. That's great.
And the last few times, I'm trying to be too smart with it. Like, I'm trying to segue it, like to talk about something beforehand, like link it to another joke. And I think it's taken away from it.
Oh, so what would you come off of?
Linking it to, I say something about, I wish I wasted lockdown. I should have done my GCSEs. If I had a time machine, and then I'm like, stop myself. Like, well, I wouldn't do that if I had a time machine. And it kind of takes away from the next joke, the way that I'm segueing into it.
Do you think that's because with the GCSEs thing, like the original reason would be that you go back and do something for yourself, and then so you've already established that as an idea.
Maybe I could say, yeah, you're right. Maybe I could say I'll do something for the greater good and then go into it. I'll do something much more important than that. Or it could be about that joke. You know that the phrase that I'm playing with, you know, if I had a time machine, I'd go back to kill when Hitler was a baby and kill him. That's a kind of cliche phrase, isn't it?
Everyone knows that, don't they?
Yeah, some people don't know.
Yeah, though I was wondering whether that is a thing. Because I don't know why. Do you think we know that so well? Because there have been jokes about with that as a people mention it, don't they?
I don't know,
but I love that joke, and I've never heard that angle on it.
I think sometimes the audience don't know those phrases.
Yeah, so the gigs you tried, when they haven't really worked, have those gigs been going well?
Yeah.
Because that joke is very in your style. It's not even like you're changing the sort of joke you do. That's spot on.
Yeah, I think the segue thing is not work. I think that's taken away from... Because often when a joke doesn't work, it's what you say before it can be. You know, you've led them that way and they're in that frame of mind and they're like, I'm going to talk about something about GCSEs or something extending on... that subject, because that's how we have a conversation. We don't just suddenly change completely
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It might work if it was a joke, pause, different set kind of thing.
Like, if it came off of something like technology or like advancements in technology, I think that wouldn't link nicely into it, because you've not even like established that you do something for yourself.
Yeah.
Because then it still links, but then it's still standing on its own as a joke, isn't it?
Maybe that needs to be like, before it, something about like, you know, like not this exactly, but just to kind of this kind of vibe about, you know, I do something for the greater good of the world. If I had a time machine, imagine the good I can do with it, and just take them away from what I was just talking about and just go on that and then just pop it in there.
I think so. That's funny, isn't it, how that makes a difference?
Rot the mic, you know what I mean? And boom, walk off. Die in my ass.
So that's a recent bit, is it, that you've been sort of playing around with? Because I remember we had a conversation and you've started trying to link stuff together more coherently.
Yeah, I always had a kind of few bits that I would easy. I sat down years ago and I linked all my bits, and then as I put new bits in, though, as I put new bit, I don't do the admin on it enough. Because when a joke works, you can become quite lazy. You can think, oh, that works, next.
Yeah.
But you could always still work at it.
Yeah. You
know, can still be better.
So would you just look at all your jokes, just go, right, what fits with what? Because sometimes
ideally what I'd like is someone to pay someone to fucking do that. Like, I've written the jokes.
You've done the hard work.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and just, you know, if there's anyone out there who thinks they'd be good at that, maybe
get in touch.
You know, just linking them in. And
because the trouble I had, I don't bother linking too much. They're loosely linked in subject.
Well, that's your style, isn't it, though? It's different. It's like Jimmy Carr wouldn't.
Yeah, but I did try to do it once because I thought that's a good idea if you can do it. But another thing that happens with that is when you're forcing bits together, sometimes you want like a joke with a kind of a medium laugh, bit bigger, big hit. So I like to get them in that sort of order. So the last joke in that section is the big hitter. But if you're forcing them together, you could have a big hitter, then a little one, and then another. So the rhythm might change a bit weird.
Yeah, it's a science, isn't it, doing that? It takes a lot more thinking and analysing and, you know, working out like a maths puzzle, you know what I mean, than you think. It's not just, you know, and then you've got to make it like you're just having a conversation. It's a lot goes into it.
Did you find any other bits that didn't really link very well in execution?
That was the hardest kind of one to... And I, you know, I didn't try that hard. It's a lot more. I could have done a lot more work on it, really. But and I will. But it's good to talk about it, actually. Like, I mean, there was a lot of bits. The first gig back, I remember everything just smashed it. I think it was because it was so topical. And then you do it again and again and again. People are a bit bored of hearing about lockdown.
Yeah.
Every comic they've seen has talked about it.
Yeah, so what jokes have you dropped from the lockdown bits?
One that I'm kind of open with a lot is, you know, I've spent the whole lockdown in bed because there's no way I'm letting this virus change my way of life. And that's just a nice little,
I like that.
Acknowledgement of there's been a lockdown. But I don't know. I don't know, really.
That's a good observation as well, because that is like... as performers, our life didn't change that much because during the day we are at home a lot.
So
people who are out of work, they see that's different. But I mean, we don't go out.
You're lazy bastards, hence me not doing any admin on my material.
So any other little bits like that? Because I had a couple of mask jokes that I couldn't get to work. Or actually, it's all the same topic. Or the same style of joke. So it's along the lines of someone had a go at me for not wearing a mask. But there's no way
I'm not going to go near anyone when I don't go near anyone when I paintball. And then someone had a go at me for not washing my hands, but you can't catch COVID handling raw meat.
Yeah, stuff like that.
But they never hit in live gigs. I think they worked all right when I tweeted them, but they just
There's something about reading something though. They can take it in more.
And take their time with
if it's
it,
in
maybe.
Front of them.
Because I don't know if people relate paintballing to masks.
There's that as well. Or it could be graffitiing, or I don't know, what do you wear masks doing? Cycling.
With the hands
it
one.
It doesn't work, yeah.
With the washing the hands one, I originally said something about you can't catch COVID from picking your own bum. But it was a bit too sort of... Because I liked it because it's that added element of... adds to it, I think. But also... So they're
moaning at you and not wearing a mask.
Well, that was washing my hands in that one.
I mean, what? So you'd have to think about what else would you be wearing a mask at that would be well inappropriate for you not to be.
Yeah.
Know what you mean?
So yeah. You can't catch COVID in Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. Yeah.
You can't catch COVID. There's no one there.
COVID's not in Chernobyl.
That's quite good.
Yeah.
Is it a bit too extreme? Bank. Like a bit too unbelievable? That can be an issue sometimes.
I mean, it's definitely not believable that you were actually in Chernobyl. I mean, it is. Ian Smith went, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. But again, I wonder how difficult that was to get the audience to actually.
When he came back,
he
high sixed him. Not really. Sorry.
Classic.
Classic high six joke. But
I'd love to know how many high six jokes I've heard in my lifetime watching comedy.
I know.
Wasn't it Bill
Hicks maybe first?
Do you think is it? Yeah, that's what I would love to know who came up with the first of those classics. It's like, where did you learn to whisper a helicopter? Was that around in the old, like, you know, variety days, or did that someone just come up with that during kind of the?
I think it was more like Jongleurs Compare or Comedy Store.
Yeah.
I mean, so when they first said that was a great line. That's why it's so you.
But there's loads like that, aren't there? That, like, do the people, like, are they sitting there really annoyed that they didn't get any credit for that? I'd be shouting about it.
I bet there's people arguing about it. It was mine first. It was mine first.
Yeah. I don't know. What other ones are there like that?
What, there's the standard...
The classics.
Oh, you sit... Sorry to interrupt your evening by building a comedy club around you or something. Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. There's the...
You come out for a quiet drink and someone builds a comedy club around you.
Yeah. And then people do their own little takes on it, don't they? Their own sort of...
But I think they're quite in jokes, aren't they? Like, a normal person at home probably wouldn't... What you want about... You'd have to be live in the club to understand that they're talking.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh,
you couldn't do that on telly.
Yeah. Well, there's the one that goes, I'm not on telly. I can hear you. This isn't telly. I can hear you.
Yeah. I hear that a lot.
It's always funny when the comedians, it's like open mic comedians. And then I've seen so many times when the audience go, yeah, clearly.
Yeah. That's setting them up, isn't it?
Yeah, because that would originally have worked if a TV comedian was doing a club.
Yeah.
That is the main place where that works, but that's just
probably where it came from.
It has to be, because that's the only way it technically really works, you'd think. Well, I mean, you could say that you watch stand-up on TV, so when you're watching it in a club, you might think it's like TV. But I feel like that must have come from a TV comic when they've gone into a live gig, I'd have thought.
I don't know what other ones of my jokes. I forgot we talk about jokes, to be honest.
Did you?
I should have been prepared.
You think it was just a chat?
Yeah, but I got one joke that really works or doesn't really. All I say is, it's just simply, I say, if there is a second wave, at least it will be precedented.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. So when that works and doesn't work, is it more of a time?
People don't. It's a bit like, if they're not, I hate saying this, but if they're a bit smarter maybe, or they understand, you know, they got bored of the word unprecedented rather. If they got bored of the word unprecedented, like, you know, you heard that so much. Not intelligent, but if they understood that the word unprecedented was used an unprecedented amount of times, you know, I guess.
But that's kind of, have you noticed it's changed the longer it's been since lockdown? Because I haven't heard unprecedented for ages now.
Exactly. And things get old really quickly as well this year, this decade.
Because they do know what's going on now, don't they? They have more of an idea of how to deal with it. But that's a good line. So has that worked recently?
It has, yeah. It has worked the last few gigs,
it's weird that the thing is, that will be a lot to do with the audience, because with that, like, I think it's more like a savvy audience will find that funny. But audiences that are kind of a bit more basic, it's not structured like a joke. So they're just waiting for the standard setup punchline, aren't they? That might be all the difference. Did you notice that the sort of gig it was, like,
yeah, that's right, exactly that, yeah.
Interesting. And sometimes I find that one line, say, because I do one-liners and you do one-liners, but they aren't one line, are they? They're two lines.
That paragraph jokes, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so when you actually do a joke that is just one line, I find they never really hit as well.
Yeah.
Because I like, it's that rhythm to get the laugh. And also they're expecting the next bit. Just like little ones, like, these aren't good, but along the lines of, like, welders should stick together. That makes sense as a joke, but there isn't that rhythm to ignite the laugh, I don't think, with those sort of jokes.
A lot like of it is about rhythms, though, isn't it? It's like a song. It's like, it is a rhythm thing. So like, what I don't think about speeding up, it's just the rhythm, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I don't know whether you could make that work into another. I haven't really thought about it, but like, someone said, what? I mean, I don't know how you could make that into a.
What have you? So you've tried that a lot, have you?
Well, I've tried it a few times, and I just tend to know that those jokes. So if there was a welder in, what do you do for a living? I'm a welder. Oh, welders should stick together. Like, that would work.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, essentially. But as just a part of a set, I guess if you went, so I guess if you made that into a more logical joke on both sides, if I say, there you go. So I met a welder. Now, I used to be a welder, and I met another welder, and I said, we should stick together. Or do you know what I mean? So then the sticking together makes more sense if I'm involved as well.
And also the logic on it, it might be the fact that they don't stick together, they stick things together.
Yes, 100%. Maybe. That could be it. Do they stick together, stick? Yeah, you would never say in a normal sentence, welders, they stick together. No,
it's not complete logic, is it? And sometimes you do need, you do need logic, don't you, in it? Some jokes, I guess.
Stick.
It's not a science, yeah, obviously, but...
Well, it is really.
It can be like a maths puzzle, can't it?
I think you're right. I hadn't even thought about that. But yeah, no, that makes perfect sense, actually.
Because they don't stick together.
They hate each other.
Yeah, exactly. They're all self-employed.
I had one which was
not a team sport, but they stick things to other things, don't they?
Yeah. I had one like, hawks are often out on a limb. And then I changed it to, it's not hawks, is it? That falcons.
What do falcons do? Eat dead things?
No,
out on a limb.
Yeah.
No, so what's the kestrel?
That's falconry.
Kestrel.
Is it? Because I thought it was falconry.
Falcon, yeah. Or, I mean, there's more than one bird that kestrels. Does it. I'm thinking of that Kes film.
But yeah,
it's falcons. But you might need to contextualize it a little bit.
And people might think Star Trek as well, because aren't they?
I caught a falcon the other day, and as he landed, you're out on a limb.
But the thing with that is, we need to put the falcon into a situation where they are out on a limb.
I don't know if you can
do that with a bird. Like, what does actually he's out on a limb mean? Like, what's the actual technical?
I don't know where it came from, but it means you're out on a limb, like almost like you're
almost no money. You're like, is it
trying
like
your luck? Out on a limb.
Oh, is it trying your luck? Oh yeah.
Is it?
I'm gonna Google it.
Out on a limb. It means he's out on a limb. It sounds like a kind of you're a bit risk doing something a bit. Pushing your boundaries or a bit risky-ish, isn't it?
Oh, that's interesting. I just looked it up. One thing says it's totally isolated. Wrong. So one thing says it's isolated. Aberdeen is rather out on a limb. Never heard that before.
Wow.
And then the next one is you're put into a position where one is not joined or supported by anyone else.
Yeah, that's so you're out on your own, you're exposed, you're out of the comfort zone, you're out of...
I wouldn't go out on a limb like this if I didn't have data to justify it. Okay. So how could you...
You know, like in a business meeting, like I'm going to go out on a limb here. It would mean they are going against, you know, they're coming outside of the box and saying this, like, you know, not in agreement with everyone else maybe.
So a bird couldn't ever... do that because you have to be able to make a decision, don't you? Unless it's a bird that sort of knows which, if it had loads of options and then it went for one specific, or it had the deep. It went out on a limb. Maybe in I don't know. I don't think it's possible. So again, it's one of those that's just, it's not quite logical enough.
It can be worked on though.
I feel like jokes like that, they're just more word association than logical on both sides of the joke. So if there was someone, if I said, you got any hobbies? And they said falconry, I go, falcons are often out on a limb. That would get a laugh. But it's just not solid because it doesn't work both sides.
Oh, he left his job to try something else would be going out on a limb, wouldn't it?
But what if a bird's going to leave his job?
Oh, yeah. Well, he used to be a carrier pigeon. Now he wants to train as a falcon.
Oh, there we go.
That doesn't make sense. Along those lines.
No, but it's stupid. There we go. I've got a pigeon, but he thinks he's a falcon. Or he's training to be a falcon. We don't think it's a good idea.
He grew up with falcon. Yeah. I mean, along that chain of it would be nice.
Because if it's a really stupid joke, I mean, this isn't logical at all, but if you were talking to your bird. So my parrot,
single,
there we go, parrot. Parrots talk. So I was talking to my parrot. Do you think you could do falcon, be a falcon? Do you reckon you could pretend to be a falcon? This is so stupid.
That would be, yeah. That would be going out on a limb.
He said, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I said, oh, yes, then.
Yeah. Or,
do you know what I mean? I mean, it's so stupid. I mean, it's probably not worth the time
but
talking
that's the
about
way
it.
That's the way to go about it, yeah. Mm. I had a joke about parrots, actually, that... that sometimes really worked and sometimes most of the time not, but I say, and it's not in the rhythms of a usual joke, I don't think. I say parrots can talk. Why is that not a bigger deal?
Oh yeah.
They can talk. Like, why is that not a big deal? You know what I mean? It's just like this, like they can fly and talk. It's just kind of like just a random
that
thought.
Doesn't suit your style, does it? So it probably feels a bit left field, whereas if it was someone who like points out things that are a bit odd and then goes into it,
yeah. And there was another one, what was it, I opened with it. When I opened with it, weirdly, because they'd not, if yeah, yeah, yeah. not seen it before, but I had another joke. I say, it worked at Angel Comedy. I don't know. I mean, a lot, actually. Like, I just used to open. I just used to say, I'm not saying all clowns are paedophiles, but the ones that aren't paedophiles, what are they up to?
That's more of a joke form, that, though, for me.
Yeah, it's almost like that same kind of, what's the deal? You know what I mean? Parrots can talk? What's the deal?
You can see Bill Burr going into that. I can see his sort of thing. Oh, that's good. So when you
I'm just like Bill Burr.
Yeah. Earlier, when you said parrots can talk, I thought you were about to do a joke about, because that's a phrase, isn't it? Oh, he can talk.
Oh, right, yeah.
So that's what I thought you were going
parrots
into.
Parrots can talk.
But what would be a normal sentence to go into when you say, like...
Oh, what you do is your parrot is criticising you and you'll be like, yeah. You can talk. Oh,
yeah, that's a good joke, isn't it? My parrot's always criticising me. I thought you can talk. Or what's he criticising for? My parrot's always criticising me for...
For not being a good parrot trainer. You can talk.
Yeah, there you go.
Then it's got him on the layer, the fact that you've taught him to talk, therefore he's wrong. And
do people actually teach them to talk, or do they naturally? That probably doesn't matter, does it?
Well,
my parrot criticised me for not being a good...
It works if they don't, because it's just my opinion that I taught him to talk anyway in the joke.
Yeah, that's great, I think. That's a good, solid joke.
Yeah, thanks, man. Whose is it, mine or yours?
Well, that's interesting, because I spotted the wordplay, which is the initial funny, but then you added the funny layer, so I think it's both. So let's just both
let's both start doing it, man.
Yeah.
Maybe if you do it, we just credit each other, right?
I reckon we're just, yeah. Do you need the credit before or after? I had another parrot joke about my parrot sits at home watching Dave. So my parrot sits at home watching
Dave. Dave's your uncle, is he, or something?
No, that's the problem with the joke, because I don't want you to think that. So my parrot sits at home watching UK TV Gold. What's it called? UK Gold TV.
UK Gold.
So my parrot sits at home watching UK Gold, repeating everything. So the joke being, he repeats what they say, but also
it could be Channel 4 Plus One. It could be a Plus One thing. No.
Well, what if it's a conversation?
UK Gold does repeat things. Dave would repeat because it throws them off, doesn't it?
Maybe say Dave Channel, Dave TV Channel, or Dave Plus One, but. Like, I think if it made it a conversation, maybe that'd be better. So I said, my parrot likes watching UK Gold on TV. And my friend said, repeating everything. I went, yeah, I've seen them all. Or something. Do you know what I mean? So that there's a misunderstanding rather than making the audience do all the work with the joke.
It would even work if, I mean, it might not work, but it would make sense with like 24-hour news as well, because that is literally just the same news all day, isn't it?
So my parrot sits at home watching 24-hour news, repeating everything. Yeah, they must have. Maybe just repeating everything, but sometimes when I've done that joke.
Repeating everything, yeah, they do, don't they? And then have a rant about that.
But if you say, yeah, they do, you could still be talking about the parrot and the TV show.
Yeah. I know, same news. Yeah.
It's only same news.
Same news all day.
That's what I mean. So I don't know whether... Because sometimes when I do the parrot joke, saying with the punchline being repeating everything, sometimes it works well when the audience are switched on and they do the work with the joke. But then sometimes it's like that joke you said before. If the audience just aren't switched into it, they won't laugh at all, because it's not got that set up rhythm.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe if you can just think of a punchline for that. My parrot sits at home watching 24-hour news, repeating everything. So when you say that, you instantly think parrot is repeating it, don't you? And then the punchline reveal would be the TV shows also repeat. Or do you think both punchlines are revealed at the same time? Do you get what I mean?
No, I agree with what you just said, yeah. Yeah, so when your mate says repeating everything, you need to make it really clear.
Yeah, you need to really, that's the trouble.
Like, there's no there can't be any ambiguity with the setup. You need to take them over there completely and then show them, over, you know what I mean? Then pull it out.
God, my parrot talks all the time. He sits at home watching 24-hour news, repeating everything. That way you're thinking more parrot.
Your mate could even say, repeat everything. Oh, no, no, it won't make sense. And then you say, I said my parrot. No, it won't make sense.
But no, it could be your friend saying, repeating everything. Yeah, well, it must be a slow news week.
Yeah, 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 that's it, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Julian Dean!
Loved it.
Hashtag Awooga.
I love Julian Dean. He is an exceptionally funny man, isn't he?
He's great.
He's really funny. I love his
very dry.
Very dry. Very quick.
Very dry, very quick. He has a good podcast, which I guested on once, called Two Vegan Idiots. You should go check that out. He and another friend of the show, Carl Donnelly. Yeah, good stuff and good podcast. And if you liked this, we got too much, didn't we, Joel? We chatted for too long. And so we have got some bonus exclusive audio from this interview over on patreon.com/jokeswithmark. Go check that out. Sign up from as little as £3 a month. You can support the podcast and get loads of cracking bonus content.
Yes.
Come on, Joel. Get with the spirit of it.
I'm fully in the spirit.
Good stuff. Well, you look like you're busy.
Not busy, Mark.
What were you looking at on screen?
I was actually looking at Carl Donnelly's Twitter profile.
Oh, you went on there. Nice. Yeah. What's he saying?
Just checking it out. He's tweeted a video that I'm excited to watch.
Oh, what's the video?
It's a Mickey take of that trailer for that Irish film that came out yesterday. So we're all very excited to see that.
Oh, let's go and watch that.
Let's head over there.
Yeah, let's head over there. Any feedback from the episode, let us know at Jokes with Mark, and we will try and report your feedback next week in the intro. And if you're new to the podcast and you're enjoying it, you've got loads of episodes to go check out, cracking guests. And if you're really enjoying it, head over to Apple Podcasts and drop us a 5-star review. That would really help. And we'd be forever indebted to you.
Yes.
So, Joel, anything more from you?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Joel. Hashtag Ooga, everybody.
Bye.
Cool.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.